This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. There are few things more fundamental to one's economic life in this country, once you get past life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, I guess, than one's credit reports. If you've gotten a car loan or bought a house or applied for a credit card, you know its power. So the news today from New York State Attorney General Eric Schneiderman that the big three credit reporting agencies, Equifax, Experian, and TransUnion by name, the news that they have agreed to change how they handle mistakes and some other data that goes into your report measures quite big on the consumer impact meter. So we've got personal finance expert Liz Weston here to explain a little bit about the news behind the news. Her book on the topic is called, appropriately enough, Your Credit Score. Hey, Liz, good to have you here.
Thanks, Kai.
So before we get to the nuts and bolts, this is a process that will put humans into a highly automated process, right?
That's absolutely true. And that's the big deal. If you had a dispute before, basically the only time a human would get involved is when they put a three-digit number or a code on your dispute, send it off to the lenders. If the lender said, no, my information's correct, the consumer's wrong, you were basically out of luck. I mean, you could keep going back and forth, but the fact is there wasn't anybody there to kind of step in and say, you know, be the middleman, as it were.
Other than medical debt, what else is on my credit score that I may frankly not know about?
Well, all kinds of things can wind up there. I had an overdue library book wind up on
one. You're making that up. Seriously?
Seriously. We
that's
moved.
Like not even funny then. I mean,
No, and it made a big difference in the score at that particular credit bureau.
Yeah.
They only reported it to one. But yeah, there was like a 70-point difference in my scores.
Well, wow.
Yeah.
What if I get a parking ticket and the city of Los Angeles takes me to court?
That's another one. Doesn't even have to take you to court. If you simply don't pay it, it can be turned over to a collection agency. That's where a lot of people get stung, is the things they're not expecting.
Well, so what am I supposed to do? I mean, life is busy, we're running around, and you miss a bill or whatever, you're not a scofflaw, but come on.
Yeah, exactly.
What do you do?
Well, the credit bureaus and the credit score creators all say this is predictive, that if you let a little thing go, you're going to let big things go. So and while they have that attitude, it's really, really tough. Now, some versions of some credit scores ignore those little collection accounts.
Yeah.
The latest versions of the FICO score do that. So if it's under 100 bucks, not a huge deal. But lenders use all kinds of versions of all kinds of credit scores, so you never know what's going to come back and bite you.
How long do we think this will take until what has been proposed or announced today is actually happening in the real world?
Well, the reports I've been reading said 3.5 years is how long they have to roll it out. Now, we don't know which provisions will come into effect when. So you can't expect it to happen immediately is the short version.
What do they have to do? They have to train the human beings, I suppose.
Well, yeah, maybe even hire some. Wouldn't that be good thing for
employment. And the unemployment rate would get changed.
Yeah, there we go.
When you look at your credit score, which I assume you do with some regularity, I do not as often as I should, what do you look for?
Well, actually, credit scores are different from credit reports, and a lot of people get that mixed up.
Okay.
The credit report is the actual information, you know? The credit score is what's created for that information.
Got it.
So that number just tells you vaguely where you stand with lenders. And again, all lenders are different. So one might think a 680 score is fine. The other might not want to deal with you. And it also depends on the product. You know, are you going for a high-end credit card? Are you going for a mortgage? All those things make a difference. In general, though, you want that higher score because it means less interest on any loans you get. Yeah. It means lower utility deposits. It means it's easier to get a cell phone. I mean, all these things are easier. In some states, in most states, as a matter of fact, it affects your insurance premium as well. So this is not something that you want to mess with. You want to know what it is and make sure that it's good.
Liz Weston, thanks very much.
My pleasure, Kai.